WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. UVA's administration and a campus guide service are in conflict over why the school suspended the service's activities. One of the six hostages found dead this weekend in Gaza was an Israeli-American from Richmond. And fewer Virginians are quitting their jobs. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, September 2nd. University of Virginia's administration and a UVA campus guide service are in conflict over why the school suspended the service's activities. The Cavalier Daily reports that the University Guide Service announced last week that the university has suspended them from conducting both admissions and historical tours for prospective students and visitors. The service said the suspension was related to concerns from the university over tour attendance and tour quality. The guide service has been criticized by the right-wing Jefferson Council, an alumni group that says the service injects, quote, radical views and so-called woke ideology into its tours. The guide service says it provides honest education about UVA's history, including that of slavery. The University of Virginia Foundation's new hotel and conference space is expected to be ready next year. According to Virginia Business, the 224,000-square-foot Virginia Guesthouse Hotel will offer conference space, food and beverage services, and public spaces. The ground floor will also have student study areas and a welcome center. The UVA Foundation will operate the hotel, responding to the community's need for more support for convenient professional meeting spaces. Construction began in October 2022, and the space is set to open in 2025. One of the six hostages found dead this weekend in Gaza was an Israeli-American from Richmond. Israeli authorities say that Hirsch Goldberg Polin and the other five hostages were shot dead by Hamas shortly before their bodies were found by Israeli soldiers. Goldberg Polin's parents, Rachel Goldberg and John Polin, became high-profile advocates for Hirsch. They met with President Joe Biden, Pope Francis, and others and addressed the United Nations, and they also addressed last month's Democratic National Convention. Governor Glenn Youngkin has ordered flags statewide to be flown at half-staff in Hirsch's honor. The Daily Progress reports that the 23-year-old was taken hostage by Hamas terrorists on October 7th during a music festival in southern Israel. He lost part of his arm during the attack. Starting Tuesday, Albemarle County drivers will encounter speed cameras in some school zones. Megan Moore with VPM News reports.
The cameras have been installed near Greer Elementary, Journey Middle, and Albemarle High Schools. Drivers won't be ticketed right away if they're caught going 10 miles per hour or more over the speed limit in a school zone where new speed enforcement cameras have been set up. Instead, they'll receive a warning over the next 45 days. Full enforcement and citations begin October 21st. Violators face a possible civil fine of $100 for speeding. The cameras will be on during school hours when students are going to or from school in designated areas near Hydraulic Road.
Megan Moore reporting. 20 million Americans live in mobile home parks, properties that are ripe for redevelopment in communities where the housing market is hot. That's why Charlottesville has become a model for the nation, showing one way those neighborhoods can be transformed without forcing residents out. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
Nancy Lee Sprouse moved to Charlottesville 12 years ago after a visit from her long-distance boyfriend who had lived here all his life.
One time when he had to leave, we had gone to Walmart and I started crying. And I said, I just don't want you to leave. And he asked me to marry him right by Walmart. So I said, yes, and here's how I got here.
Today, she and her husband Jimmy are active in their church a few blocks from home, and they're living on a pension. So when word came that the Carlton Mobile Home Park was being sold and they'd be evicted, Nancy and residents of 63 other trailers were distraught. They reached out to Dan Rosenzweig at Habitat for Humanity.
A woman from the mobile home park came into our office in a panic, and she showed us a note that's been distributed to all of the residents of Carlton. It was basically a 60-day notice.
Working with the Piedmont Housing Alliance, the Legal Aid Justice Center, and park residents, he offered to buy the place with $7.25 million from the city. Over the next 3 years, Habitat will help residents plan a new community with plenty of affordable housing. No one will be forced to leave, and the group says it won't raise rent more than $15 a month. I'm Sandy Hausman.
Well, speaking of a hot housing market, home sales in Virginia were up significantly in July over this time last year. The Virginia Association of Realtors says that almost 10,000 homes sold across the state in July. That's a growth of more than 950 homes. That's more than 10% over last July. The number of listings also grew. Lower mortgage rates may be one cause. According to Freddie Mac, rates for 15-year and 30-year mortgages reached a new low last week, less than 6.5% for a 30-year term. Fewer Virginians are quitting their jobs. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story behind the numbers.
Only 2% of Virginia workers quit their jobs in June, below the national average. That's according to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Terry Clower is a professor of public policy at the Schar School at George Mason University.
It could be just an indication that folks are feeling a little less confident in the labor market. And we've seen indications across many data points that says that nationally the labor market is slowing down just a little bit.
A slowing labor market is one explanation, but the below average quits rate in Virginia could be an indication of something else.
This is perhaps a strong signal that the Great Resignation has come to an end.
That's John Provo, director of the Center for Economic and Community Engagement at Virginia Tech.
Before the Great Resignation, this was not a number that got a lot of attention. It definitely had its moment, and it was certainly the right thing to obsess about to get the pulse of the reshuffling in the labor market after and during the Great Resignation. But today it looks like we're in a more settled pace.
The Great Resignation, also known as the Big Quit, was a reshuffling that happened during the pandemic as workers left for higher paying jobs and a variety of other reasons. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, the failure of a test on the Mountain Valley Pipeline in May was due to a manufacturer defect. The Virginia Mercury reports that a study commissioned by the pipeline's developers did not find corrosion was a factor, a concern that environmental advocates have continuously raised about the project. The report found that a type of welding on a part of the pipe installed more than 6 years ago failed in May, just weeks before the project went into service. The 303-mile pipeline went online in June, delivering natural gas from West Virginia to Southwest Virginia. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.